Should pass our bill. I think that they're going to have trouble even passing a piecemeal approach.
All right, that's Senator Chuck Schumer. He's talking about a historic leap as far as immigration is concerned, passing an immigration reform bill, 1,200 pages of it, and doing it with 14 Republicans and a handful of Democrats all on the same side. In fact, we'll give you the total count, which is much higher than that. Hey, everybody, how you doing? Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this fabulous nation, getting ready to celebrate the birth of our nation, really 1 week from this show. Can you believe it? Yep, time flies. We're at that halfway point. What are you going to be thinking about on 4th of July? I'm going to be thinking about how I love the fact that I live in this country, and that's why we are so dogged about protecting our freedoms and our civil liberties, everything connected to that. And we've seen it really challenged lately, needless to say. So while we are overrun with illegal immigrants and trying to solve the riddle, the Republican reaction was pretty quick and swift. Schumer, of course, a longtime Democrat from New York, but had plenty of help from his friends to get this thing passed. So you had Democrats and Republicans who were in agreement on this, which is actually a pretty good thing because that's how this was built. So you had 14 Republican senators voting for the immigration bill. But when it gets to the House, I think it's going to look a lot different. It's going to be an impossibly tall task to see it go through. In fact, I would say not much of a chance of that happening. And there were those that had the nay votes, Senator Chuck Grassley and also Jeff Sessions from Alabama, who said, how can we possibly approve this bill when we don't have border security? How can we do that? Some of the yays included Orrin Hatch and also Lamar Alexander from Tennessee. Not surprisingly, Marco Rubio from Florida and Lindsey Graham from South Carolina and John McCain were all on the pro list. For goodness sake, they were part of the bipartisan so-called Gang of Eight. They came up with a bill and they brought it to the floor, all 1,200 pages of it. My, oh my, that is something. 1,200 pages. Could I actually find the time to sit down and read 1,200 pages? I'd have to tell you no. I'd have to have the cliff notes. I bet most of you would be in that same position, but here are our hired representatives are able to do that somehow. We voted them in. They said they can do it, and they somehow read all those pages. Yeah, right. But the key thing is it goes through, so now what does the House do? Is there even any prayer of it happening, of it going through? Like I said, I would have to say it's a long shot at best. Here's what Senator Cornyn from Texas, a Republican from Texas, had to say about the bill.
This bill grants immediate legal status to people with multiple misdemeanors and convictions for driving while intoxicated and spousal abuse. The problem with this bill, and I say this more out of sadness than anything else, the promises of this bill have simply not been kept.
All right. Snowden makes some good points in saying that, you know what, how can we possibly do this, just like Sessions says, when we really have no way to know how many are in and how many are out? How do we do that? We don't even have the numbers. I mean, it's really a guessing game when we talk about 11 million. The vote, by the way, 68-32. I mentioned the 14 Republicans. The White House excited, issuing a statement saying it's a critical step. We just need Congress to finish the job. Joe Biden is the messenger on this one. Who says the vice president doesn't do anything? He's running around, shaking hands, talking to people in the House, trying to get them to say yay, calling up the White House and trying to see how many people he's bagged to get on board with immigration. But ultimately, I won't be enough. So enjoy the historic day for the people in the Senate that thought it should have passed, like Patrick Leahy, who I actually like, Democrat from Vermont. He sometimes will go with the gut and swing in whatever direction he thinks he should go in. And he says, he has a different take. He says that the legislation would actually reunite families and it would bring millions of people out of the shadows and into the legal system. So wouldn't that spur growth? He better go over there and tell his friends in the House, because it's very, very, very doubtful that we'll see that. I think the pathway to citizenship is paved with nails. You know, when you're driving down the road, it's like someone threw a box of nails and you're trying to avoid them. I think there's a lot of nails. There's a lot of holes in this, so very doubtful. It was a big week for the Supreme Court, no doubt, as the robes take off until the next session, which will be in the fall. And there is fallout over DOMA and the marriage in general when it comes to same-sex marriage. People talking about what that will mean as far as benefits are concerned and what that means for a lot of the same-sex couples. It depends on where they live is the answer to that. And the stranger in Moscow, Edward Snowden, taking up a lot of space in the Russian newspapers and occupying a small bit of space at the airport, but certainly a worldwide story. Week 3 for Snowden, we're coming up on that. And where will he be celebrating July 4th, the 30-year-old? Still sitting there in Moscow watching his beard grow and waiting to find out what his fate will be? Will Ecuador somehow figure out a way to deal with the request for asylum? Because he's not in Ecuador right now. That's part of the problem that they're wrestling with. And he does not have a passport because the United States revoked that passport. Russia says it has no interest in arresting him. They're not going to do that. How long will he hang around the airport? They're saying, well, you know, he didn't violate any laws of the Russian Federation. He didn't cross the border. He stays in the transit zone. They call it the transit zone. He's in the transit zone of the airport. And he has a right to fly in any direction he thinks of. So does he get out by the weekend? What happens? The United States has called out all the countries where he might travel to turn away, and they said, do not aid this guy. Do not help him. So the Ecuadorian government is kicking Washington in the groin. They're saying it's detrimental, untrue, and unproductive, some of the things that are happening. At least the U.S. is saying that they're just trying to see what happens. They're not trying to torment Ecuador, and Ecuador is calling them names, is calling the United States names. So how does the president of Ecuador get Snowden in? How does he manage that? Because there is a new law in Ecuador that says it restricts press freedoms, and the countries expelled each other's ambassadors in 2011. So it seems as though this is the perfect scenario for Ed Snowden, but who knows? Happy 4th of July, because he'll be spending it, I'm sure, in transit in Moscow. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. exercises, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tonight, this is really useful information. You know, one of the things that we're doing on the show is we're striving to give you useful content. I mean, listen, we are jumping up on the bully pulpit just like everybody else who's infuriated by what we're seeing. And sometimes it's tough to drag me off of it. You're right behind me trying to drag me away. One of the things that we've really tried to do this year and really the last couple of years is add some content that you can use, some nugget you can take away that you could apply to your life, whether it's finances or health or whatever. And one of my favorite people to talk to, we do it a couple of times a month, is Mike Bonacorsi, and he's got some great information about being ready for retirement, even if you're 30 or you're 63, whatever, or older than that, whatever your age is, it applies to everybody. And we've got a really good conversation coming up with Mike Bonacorsi about some things to watch out for, especially if you have to flip over a 401k. It doesn't matter how much money's in there. It's your money. So you don't want to goof it up. You don't want to lose your money. So there's some things to watch out for. And Bonacorsi joins us to talk about all that. So you might want to get out a pen and some paper. How about that? Got to tell you that when we roll into this odds and ends segment, you know, so much happens. It's like at the speed of light, I like to say. That's that we're all living in the speed zone, actually. Even if we're a little bit slow, that's where we're transitioning to, the speed zone. So we know about this guy in Cleveland. Ugh, I hate to even say his name. I think he is a whack job beyond belief. However, I don't want him to use that for the defense. So a judge in Cleveland ordered a competency hearing for Ariel Castro. Remember the guy who held three women for 10 years and chained them in basements and all kinds of crazy things and fathered a child. And I mean, really insane details trickled out of there. So the judge ordered him to have the mental health evaluation. That's normal at a pretrial hearing. This is just the beginning of this. The next pretrial hearing will happen next week. I think they're going to really try to push this baby through, which would be good. He's accused of holding those women in Cleveland in his house for, like I said, 10 years. The count total, that was crazy. 329 counts, one count of aggravated murder for causing the unlawful termination of a pregnancy. So to me, Ariel needs to pay the ultimate price, and it's got to be at least life in prison. You know, it's like he's shocked. It's like he's gone into shock. Hey, I was doing this for 10 years, and I was barbecuing with people in my neighborhood, and they had no idea. And then he's now like a ragamuffin in court in his beautiful orange jumpsuit with his head hung low and his eyes to the ground, not looking at anybody. Just so remorseful looking, like, wow, I can't believe it. Did I really do it? Is that a different person? I don't understand. But, hey, he ripped up those lives. Three lives. Three different young girls, young, innocent girls. They cannot get that time back. You know, the one thing that we all have in common, we can't freeze time. We can complain, we can whine, we can have terrible things happen and not bounce back from it, but we can't freeze time. And so they can't get those missing years back. They have to forget about them and just move on. And that's what I'm sure they're doing. But he should pay the ultimate price for that. I mean, I hate to be a hardliner, but if it were up to me, I'd say I think he needs to be executed. He needs to be executed. Will that happen? Maybe not, but you can bet they're going to shoot for life in prison. There's no question about that. No question. I would say there's a 100% chance that that's going to happen, and very little chance that there's some way he cons his way out of a few years. I don't think that's even a possibility of doing that. I doubt it. I seriously doubt it. All right, again, if you want to throw in your 2 cents, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Am I being too harsh on Castro, saying that he needs to, you know, if we had it the way we used to have it, put him in the stocks? If this was Jamestown, the Jamestown fort, they probably would have just drowned him. But they definitely would have had him in the stockades, you know, where they just slap it. They slap it shut, and you got your arms up there, and, you know, you got you're just hanging there and suffering the ultimate price. All right, let's go to Sally, who's listening to us in the great state of Washington on the West Coast. Hey, Sal, how are you?
I'm upset.
Why are you upset?
Well, you were talking earlier about the guy that
Ed Snowden.
The information, yep, who gave all the information, and he's hiding out in Russia, and I'm glad Putin's hiding him, because I don't recognize this nation.
Yeah.
A nation, we are different, we are exceptional, and I remember when President Obama said, well, Britain probably thinks they're exceptional, and I can't remember what other countries he named, but I'm going to tell you why we're exceptional. We are exceptional because we, until he was elected, did not have a king. Did not have a dictator, did not have a queen, did not have a ruler. We didn't have that. We didn't have that. That made us exceptional. We were the first nation to put the power into we the people, who would elect people to go to the, you know, Washington, D.C., our capital, and represent us. And what he has done, because he was raised by his grandparents in Hawaii and his mother, who they infused with communist ideas. And I speak plainly here because my dad, I told you, was a POW in World War II, captured by the German, so I've mentioned that many times.
Yeah.
He was against communism. He was against fascism. He was against all that. He lived it. And so he came home, he escaped, and he raised me, one of seven children, to hate communism. I love my country, and I don't recognize it. I don't recognize it when we have 435 members in the House of Representatives and 100 senators. That's 535 representatives that he goes around with his executive orders. And it is there, that legislative branch, those two houses, is to make law. And they're supposed to make law. And then it goes to the executive, and he can veto it or accept it, right?
Right.
But what he's done, what I see him doing, is he's centralized. Right when he took office, he centralized it. He's making himself into a king. And now it's almost like, I hate to say this, but it's like Nazi Germany, where you got people spying on each other, spying on their neighbors. They had the youth of Germany spying on their own parents. They're spying on us. And I don't like it. I don't recognize this America. This is the America my dad, I mean, he hated communism. And then two, I want to say this. When I was in school, we had to read a book by George Orwell called Animal Farm.
Mm.
And in that thing, in Animal Farm, it was a, what do you say, how do you say it, analogy, not analogy, I can't think of the word, but, you know, it was a depiction of communism with animals.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, and...
Sure.
And so what I'm trying to say is, in Animal Farm, they ran off the farmer who was cruel and wasn't taking care of them. And they came together and they were going to take care of each other. But the animals on the farm, the pigs, they moved into the house, Farmer Jones, and came out just as bad as them. They used to say, all animals are equal. All animals are equal. That was the saying in that book. But then at the very end, it was all animals are equal, but some are more equal. And when I called you the other day, I was upset because we're all supposed to be equal under the law in America. That is how it is. But what has happened is our representatives and this president are above the law. Our attorney general acts like he's above the law. He's no better than me. You see why I'm upset?
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that, Sally. Man, I can feel that passion in your voice. You are very, very passionate about this country. And you've said that before, and your family has served, and we thank them for that service, and we thank you for that, for the call as the reminder of, that's why I said, what does the flag mean to you ultimately? And you're preaching to the choir. It's what we say, that with all these scandals and all the things that have happened, it's very disconcerting, and it does feel as though there's more separation. And it's supposed to be a government of we the people. You know, I say that each and every show. If you believe that it's we the people, then be active. Be like Sally. Write to your congressperson. Write to your senator. Let them know how you feel, how you're frustrated by, you know, what you see happening, what's happening out there. All right, we're talking with Mike Bonacorsi next, Round the Bend.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Stop wasting countless hours scouring the web for survival gear when you can visit GearUpCenter.com. We specialize in the latest, most innovative products you can't find anywhere else. Products like the Crovel Multi-Tool, aquaponics systems, and our fully loaded bug-out survival trailer.
Tim Rawson here. I created GearUpCenter to bring you the latest quality-tested survival gear at the best price. Be sure to catch me again next season on National Geographic's Doomsday Prepper, where I'll be demonstrating my new Excalibur shotgun adapter system.
Get the gear your life can depend on at GearUpCenter.com.
And remember, prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged
me. Each and every month we talk to him a couple of times. We love this guy, Mike Bonacorsi. You have got to sit up right now, pay attention, whatever you're doing. Pull your car over to the side of the road. Retirement Readiness, Creating Your Vision, Knowing Your Position, and Preparing Your Future is the name of his book. And it is, I'm telling you, I think it's a lifesaver. It's a way to plan because you have to have some kind of a roadmap. And more of you are starting to wake up to that factor thanks to Mike coming on the show with us. So make sure you get yourself a copy of that. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Good, good. How about yourself, Kate?
I'm excellent. Thank you. So a big Supreme Court ruling, the DOMA vote. Everybody's wondering how that's going to affect them financially. It changes a whole bunch of people's lives in a whole bunch of different areas. So let's talk about that, how that vote affects certain couples, same-sex couples who before had problems when they were planning for their financial future because of what they could or couldn't leave someone because they weren't considered married and that kind of stuff.
Right. I have an article here, and they say that they're good, that the people that are eligible and people that have that are in states that have that allow same-sex marriage now can gain up to 1,100 federal benefits.
Wow.
You know, and you know, from my point of view, when I think about retirement planning, there's some biggies, some real biggies in here. The first one, Social Security benefits, survivorship benefits, death benefits. These, in a lot of cases, were only available to the spouse in a traditional marriage. Now the same-sex marriage, the partners will both get the benefits. So somebody, let's take Social Security as an example. As we've talked about many times on this show, when one spouse dies, the surviving spouse has the option of using their Social Security benefit, or if the spouse who died, that person's benefit was larger, they could take that benefit, correct?
Right.
We talked about this a lot of times. So the surviving spouse basically gets the larger of the two benefits. Well, that wasn't available for same-sex marriages, the same-sex couple. It is now. That's something that will be available to them. It's a big event. There's a death benefit. There's a survivorship benefit. Another area has to do with pensions. A lot of times, pensions, the survivorship benefit and pensions went to a traditional worked for a traditional couple, but not a same sex couple. They will work for the same sex couples now. Particularly, some of those defined benefit pensions are really where that rule came into effect. Another area that's big is in the area of estate planning. We've talked about this several times on the show. Right now, each person has $5 million of their estate excluded before estate taxes take into effect. However, the transfer of an estate between a husband and wife is not taxable. It's tax-free because the IRS knows that if they don't get they get taxes on the death of the first spouse, they'll get it on the death of the second spouse. That wasn't available to same-sex couples again. So now they have the ability to use that exclusion and actually take advantage of the $10 million exclusion. They'll be able to pass it back and forth tax-free without having to worry about paying an estate tax.
Yeah.
So there's some big pieces out there. A couple other things that we're going to look at, that they'll be looking at that may or may not be an advantage is the ability to file income taxes as a couple. As a married couple versus individual taxes. For some people, it may be a benefit. For some, it may not be a benefit.
Yeah, but that's a good one.
Yeah, there's some big pieces out there that are going to take offense and really, create some positives.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, a lot of money. This will definitely roll over things in a much different direction. And speaking of rolling over, I've gotten a couple of questions about this. One from Ed, who's listening to us on our new affiliate, WFLN, in Florida. And he says, I'm retiring, believe it or not, in the next couple of months. And I heard you talk about CBS and your 401k and that you had to flip it over and you're doing the Scott Trade thing, I believe you said, Kate. Please ask Mike about what I should do with my 401k and what should I do as far as the IRA is concerned. How do I even do it? I hate to be dumb, but I don't know how to do it. How do I do it?
Yeah, it's funny because in our lives, that's one of the few things that's been a little bit easier over time. Rolling over your 401k to an IRA is a pretty simple process. The place you want to start probably is with your HR, your benefits people, and ask them, what type of arrangement they have with the plan sponsor, the plan custodian. In some cases, they may have some paperwork that you fill out directing it to an IRA at another institution, or in the case of some of the bigger mutual fund companies that sponsor these plans, you simply call up the fund company and direct it to where you want it to go. Have it made out to the ABC investment company for the benefit of, John Doe. And they'll create a check right then and there. There is no paperwork. So it's a fairly simple process to get it done. But there's a couple of things that need to be considered. Remember, if you do an institution-to-institution, trustee-to-trustee transfer, there's no tax worries. No taxes withheld. It's a tax-free transfer from one institution to the other. If you choose to take the other option, which is the 60-day rollover, where basically the check is made out directly to you, mm-hmm. and you have 60 days to deposit it into mm-hmm. an account, well, then the custodian or your company or your 401k is required to withhold 20% because they want to make sure that if that money doesn't make it to an IRA, that they have the taxes up front for it. When you roll it over, you basically have to, if you want to replace that money, you take the money out of your pocket, replace, pay back the 20%, deposit into your 401k, and then you can straighten it out at tax time. You'll get basically that money back or at tax time.
There you go. It's funny, along those same lines, I got another question about inheriting money, and you and I have talked about this a little bit before. In fact, a lot we've talked about it, but saying that they got a portion of their father's, because there was, I think, two kids, according to what this guy Bart says, and he says he has a his half of the 401k. He says, ask Bonacorsi, what do I do? How much taxes do I pay? He said, it looks like they took some money out. It looks as though they took out 15%. Wouldn't I have to pay a little more?
Well, yeah, it means it depends on how he received the 401k. If he was a beneficiary, and he took the cash, he basically said, "Yeah, I'll take the cash." They'll withhold it. Typically, they would hold whatever he put down as a tax withholding on that. So if he said he was in the 50% tax bracket, sometimes if you don't put a tax bracket down, there's a default amount that they'll withhold. It's all going to depend on his income tax filing for the year and what rate he files his income taxes at. Mm. Now, one of the things he's got to be concerned about is that the amount of money that he took out, that he received from that 401k, that taxable cash, that's going to be added to his income. And it might raise his income tax bracket a little bit. So he may have some more money due. So he'll have to remember that when he's doing his taxes, that he has his income from his job and any other sources, plus this 401k money, and that sum will determine, you know, what his income tax bracket is.
Wow. So if when they do that, that's a good follow-up to that is if they took some money out, they're going to give whatever the whole amount is what they're going to consider as your money, though, aren't they?
Right. Whatever they took out, that gross amount is your money. Right.
Right. Whatever
the
gross is.
The withheld from that.
Right. Wow. Yeah. And so that's something to be very, very careful of, I would assume, because I bet some people get money and spend it or pay off bills or do whatever they do. But it's great that they're paying off bills, but then they're still going to have to count that in their mind as money they earned, like money you earned.
Right. Now, another option that he had was he could have rolled that 401k into a beneficiary IRA.
Mm.
That would have been a tax-free transfer into a beneficiary IRA. And one of the options he would have had was he could use the account ARPA depleted in 5 years. The second option he would have had would be to take a lifetime payout, basically an RMD, a required minimum distribution from the account, over his lifetime. Now, the advantage to this is that you take the minimum distribution out, the bulk of the money remains in that tax-deferred status. You can always take out more than the RMD, but it gives you a little bit more control over how your taxes are paid because it's based on the money you take out rather than taking that whole lump sum and paying the taxes on it. So depending on, and a lot of it would depend on his individual situation as to which one would work best. Run some numbers on it would be a good idea.
Yeah, there you go. Makes sense. Mike Bonacorsi, you always make good sense, though. Can't wait to talk to you again. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Katie. Happy 4th of July, too.
You too. Make sure you wear that suntan lotion. Don't get burned, okay?
Absolutely. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Mike. Bye.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day.
FreezeDryGuy.com is having a 25% off sale on Mountain House cans, the world's finest freeze-dried food. With a 30-year shelf life, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. And today, it's 25% off only at FreezeDryGuy.com. Since 1970, FreezeDryGuy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. Go to FreezeDryGuy.com today for 25% off food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD. Today is what counts. Tomorrow may be too late.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Welcome back to the final segment this hour of America Tonight. Time for one of my favorite things that we do here on the show. We count the numbers in a special segment called We Can Count. Like I said, it's all about the numbers. Certainly in sports, it's about the numbers. Thank goodness with the way the top seeds are falling in the great grass courts of Wimbledon, or on the courts of Wimbledon, that Serena Williams rolled into the third round with a 6-3, 6-2 win over Caroline Garcia. The match took an hour and 7 minutes. Williams, woohoo, USA, won her 33rd straight match. So she's shooting for a 6th Wimbledon singles crown. Let's hope that she gets there and goes the distance, because that's America's best hope. A lot of the guys now are falling, and there are some great up-and-comers, but still Serena is a superstar, and this is international competition, and she is waving the American flag. And it's always interesting because It goes right through the 4th of July, so we'll see ultimately if she's crowned. Ever think about those online pharmacies? The FDA did. They shut down 1,677, to give you the exact number. They say they shut them down for selling counterfeit or substandard medication. They were selling drugs without the safeguards. So other sites got warnings. They also arrested 58 people, popped them, and seized $41 million worth of those illegal medicines. And, you know, of course, I love when the FDA commissioner says, if it impacts consumers every day, these products have none of the active ingredients that people need for the treatment of their disease. They can have too much or too little. They can have toxic ingredients. Well, why do you think they go, first of all, online? Because they can get them cheaper. That's why. Because in some cases, they can't afford the medicines that we're talking about. But still, it's not good to get medicines that would not cure you and would make you sick. And in some cases, they're completely bogus. In fact, the National Association of Boards of Pharmacy found, they did an analysis of 10,000 websites. They found 97% didn't comply with any of the state or even federal regulations, and 88% didn't require a valid prescription. Almost half sold medicines lacking the approval. You know, it's almost like the thing where people used to make the runs over into Canada, and for different reasons they made the runs into Canada. One, they could get medicine that you couldn't get in the United States, and two, they could get it cheaper. Oh, I mean, what do you do when you're just completely priced out of the market, but you need something, right? Not any of those websites where people were going to, they won't be able to go back to them, obviously, again, and the FDA is really targeting them, so I think they're going to shut down a whole bunch more probably in the near future. Moving along to yet another number, how about this one? This number is kind of a scary one. It was scary when it happened, and would you believe it's almost coming up on a year. But remember the nut James Holmes, who ruined so many lives when he went into that Aurora, Colorado theater and decided to shoot people randomly as they were watching the premiere of the latest Batman installment? Well, a Colorado judge is going to cast a very big wide net to find the people who will decide the fate of Holmes, the man who's accused of killing the 12 in the theater. And what's interesting, too, is while he's in court, they are going to anchor him to the floor. So, you know, when they bring somebody in and you see it in the movies, actually, probably more, where they chain someone to the floor, that's what they're doing to him so that he'll be restrained. He's going to have to wear a hidden harness under the clothes to restrain him during the trial. So they're going to have the largest jury pool in state history in Colorado. And the judge, Carlos Samore Jr., is sending out 5,000 jury summons and expects 3,200 people will end up in court. So that means, they even break it down the number even further, that each of the 450,000 Arapahoe County residents eligible for jury duty would have a 1 in 90 chance of being called for just this one case. So that's the idea. They want to bring 800 prospective jurors at a time on Thursday and Friday next, you know, early to go through the process that could take 3 to 4 weeks and then wind it down and come up with the 12 men and women for the start of the trial, which is set to begin February 3rd. So by my calendar, that means this whole jury thing, we're talking about the beginning of next year. It's interesting. If you wanted to do a comparison, I was reading something about this, and in my mind I was trying to compare it, but in Florida, where they have a 6-person jury, there was a 500-person jury pool for the murder trial of Trayvon Martin, well, George Zimmerman, who's accused of killing the teenager Trayvon Martin. And you know all the national attention, of course, that has been drawn to that. So 500 compared to what they're doing there, it just shows you. It'll be interesting when they go through that and they start that process up, and there'll be a ton of people that will want to be involved in that, that will want to be there, that have so much outrage over what happened in Colorado. And it's just, it is very hard to believe that it's actually been that long. It's been an entire year since that that happened. And a lot can happen between then and now. And, of course, the fair jury process, can you get a fair jury? We've had lots of people on. We just had Mark Stevens on this week. He's a great lawyer. We have him on once a month, and he really believes that. He says, I really still think you can get a jury of your peers. So that's what they're trying to do. That's why the wide net. Good for that judge, because then he doesn't want to have to be worried about filing for change of venues and everything else that's, you know, a possibility when the defense thinks that there's not even a fair shake here. All right, we hear about the problems of geese. What is it about geese? There's a great place where I used to golf with my mom in New Jersey. In fact, the former quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles, a guy named Ron Jaworski, actually owned it. And it was a public course. It was just a fun little course. And it was pretty. It was neat looking. It was fun to play. But the problem was there was geese poop everywhere. It was brutal. You'd hit your ball and you never knew where it was going to end up. And you were stepping around it all the time. And, you know, what could they do about the geese? So in this case, in Dallas, North Carolina, the county paid to have more than 100 geese euthanized. They said they were tired of it, that they had 150 geese at any given day, and that they produce a pound and a half of waste per day. And I wonder why I had trouble on that golf course. So what they started is a management process, and what they would do is they would bring them to a different site, and they found a way to get other geese out and whatever, and then they were euthanizing them. So some of the people in that county are freaking out, saying that it's just terrible what they've done, that they weren't equipped to deal with them, but they should certainly not have euthanized them that way, that there were other ways to remove them rather than to do that, because, you know, that whole thing about geese flocking together, so that's why that was happening. But they couldn't control the amount of waste that they were having with. So they took the down and dirty, quick, easy way out, you could say.
The IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.